Chris Fribbins is head of Rail Futures Passenger Group. He's on the line with me now. Chris, does this surprise you?
Yeah, good afternoon. I mean, we know the railway's become more and more popular in the last few decades. It's not something that suddenly crept up on people. It's something that the growth has been continuous for a long time now. And obviously, our organisation, like many, have been calling for more to be done quickly.
So do you think that the fact that it has not been a sudden creep up should have meant more planning going on from the rail companies to think about how to put extra carriages on?
Well, it's clear it's not a simple railway to expand very quickly. We know that Network Rail have done a lot of work over the last few years extending the size of the platforms, many of them in Kent, to take 12 car trains, but there isn't the rolling stock available from the train operator to actually make maximum use of the railway they've currently got.
Although sometimes the trains themselves are quite short, aren't they, in terms of the number of carriages that have been put on. I've been on the fast train to London, and they haven't quite on a Saturday, clearly a day that people would go up to London for shopping and the like and go off to the theatre, with enough train carriages on those routes. I mean, that's happening all over the place, isn't it?
Yeah, the fast trains are, the high-speed service in particular has become very, very popular. I mean, when it was first introduced, there were people campaigning against it. And generally, the trains there are 6-car, but sometimes 12-car in the peak. A general train is normally about 8, but can sometimes be as few as 4, or on some really drastic routes, maybe even 2. But 4 can be common, even in the rush hour. But you've got to have enough rolling stock to get round and take the number of passengers that are demanding it. Or, of course, the other alternative, which we'll see on Southern, new trains being introduced on the Thameslink franchise, which have reduced seating capacity and more standing room because they've basically given up on being able to supply enough seats.
Do you think it's safe, though, for people to be standing for such a long time?
I know this is something that's been looked at for decades. Is there an issue with passengers being buffeted around? Obviously, our trains are very, very safe. We've got one of the safest networks in the world, and long may it stay that way. And I know there's been research into how it affects people. But there is, obviously, the stress on an individual passenger having to stand for could be an hour or possibly even more on a train on a long journey into London. And you don't exactly start the day very very calm and ready to tackle the job you're going to do.
Because you paid your ticket and you're going into the carriage, and once again you can't get a place. You've got all those worries of the normal working day in your head. And on the way home as well, you've done that full day, and then you might find yourself standing on the way back. It can't be good for the psyche, can it?
Oh, certainly not. I mean, it's going to be a problem now for quite a few years into the future. There is no simple solution. There is a huge amount of rolling stock that has been ordered. There's rolling stock that's going to be shuffled between operators to try and help them out in the years as electrification starts to happen in other parts of the country. There are some trains available, and I know rolling stock operators would be very keen to provide more. I mean, in the meantime, people have got to be wary of maybe not always going for the front carriage of the train, actually trying to make best use of the whole length of the train. They might find spaces, the odd space at the rear of a train. It's not always the case, but they might find spaces there. It might be a longer walk when they get to their terminus, but at least they might have a chance of a seat and being less crowded.
That's a really interesting point, because a lot of people are very savvy about where to stand in the carriage, aren't they, in order to get to the exit to their car.
Yeah, commuters are creatures of very, very much habit. Same part of the platform, same coach, sitting next to the same people they probably travel with every day, backwards and forwards to London. Yeah, creatures of habit, and sometimes we're going to make best use of what we've got. I mean, obviously, people would say, can you stagger your hours? Obviously, that's not practical.
So no quick fix, huh?
No, the next big chance for Southeastern will be in the new franchise, and discussions take place very soon about that.
Chris,
that'll be 2018.
Yeah, 2018, so a little way away, isn't it? Thanks for being with us, Chris. So Chris Fribbins, head of Rail Futures Passenger Group.